I now ask for a motion to adopt agenda items 60 through 62A from the Department of Natural and Cultural Resources.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion?
Sure.
Oh, Council Prescott.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I would like to just comment and ask others to comment.
Why not?
Based on our briefing that we had last week on Tuesday, I asked the Attorney General a couple of questions, and I believe it's important that the rest of the council hears and understands, you know, the issue concerning the third part of the item that is 24A was the item 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And the third part is oversight and administration of the lease, and Commissioner Stewart wrote that the third part is oversight and administration of the lease is the Mount Sunapee Advisory Commission. I want to make that change. It's a committee. It's the state that's made that a committee, not a commission. And then established pursuant to state's lease oversight policy is typically a committee. And now this is written as advises the commissioner regarding oversight and administration of the lease in accordance with RSA 12A:29A and meets with the operator at the call of the commissioner. So this is strictly written as a advising committee to the commissioner. And I spoke to Attorney General McDonald about this. Attorney General, and you're the one that really sparked this quest to put in this contract the details of Chapter 12A, 29A, which says that the lease terms should be in here. And in here, it doesn't have an advisory committee, yet you're proposing an advisory committee. It says the should be a prototype commission to oversee and administer the lease. So oversee and administer is a lot different than advice. And I wanted you just to present to us, as you did last Tuesday, what was the problem? There was difficulty coming to this agreement with Vail. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner, and good morning again. Councilors, perhaps just a little background to give the council some context. In 1997, the legislature directed the commissioner of DRED, what was then DRED, to enter into a lease agreement at Sunapee. And by statute, it prescribed a number of lease terms, including the establishment of a prototype commission to oversee and administer the lease. So that was directed by the legislature to be a lease term. As we know, a lease was negotiated with Sunapee. That was finalized in April of 1998, and this body approved the lease in June of 1998. The lease, as approved by this body, did not include those terms. A couple of months later, Commissioner Thompson issued this document, which is titled Public Involvement and Oversight Policy for the Mount Sunapee Ski Area. And in this document, Commissioner Thompson established an advisory commission with respect to Mount Sunapee. That this document refers to a completely different statute, 21G, I think it is, which authorizes the executive branch, the governor and commissioners, to establish advisory commissions. And pursuant, as Councilor Prescott noted at our meeting last week, pursuant to that statute, those commissions sunset after 3 years unless the legislature takes action. So when the Vail deal came to us, I was concerned, and I know the commissioner shared this concern, that the lease that we had did not reflect the original legislative intent to have an advisory commission. But again,
legislative intent for an advisory commission or legislative intent for oversight
prototype
and management?
A prototype, I got ahead of myself.
Right.
A prototype commission.
To oversee and administer the lease.
Right. So with the commissioner's authorization, we entered into negotiation on a possible lease amendment. And this was what the result of those negotiations produced, the language that you will be considering as a separate lease amendment. And again, I go back to my first point. It is a little bit strange for the, or unusual, let's just put it that way, for the legislature to establish a commission by requiring it to be a provision of a lease. A lease, of course, is a negotiated instrument between the state and a private counterparty, and you can't, you can do your best to get something negotiated.
Could I interject there?
Yes.
What if the lease were drafted in the request for quotation, if it was taken by the commissioner of DNCR at the time, or DRED, wherever, that, hey, this is a term of the lease, put it in the request for quotation, it's in there, there's no negotiation, if you want to bid, bid. Would that have then solved this problem that we have today?
I'll ask the commissioner to jump in on this. I know her department did a lot of sort of forensics on the history leading up to the lease agreement with respect to this provision, and I think it yielded very, very little in terms of what the events were that led to this unusual circumstance.
The other question I have is, so you're saying that that would have been okay if it was in the request for quotation, then people would have seen, hey, here's going to be my boss, it's going to be this commission, it's going to administer the lease. I get it, right? The other question is, are you asking the executive council to, you know, vote for the Third Amendment? It doesn't quite reach the intent of the legislation. Have we found that the West Pole expansion contract was, you know, therefore, or the contract that was in the initial lease, we're finding that it's not following the RSA? That's what we're finding, and we're trying to correct it, but we can't?
On West Pole or
well, both? But, you know, there's an administration and a, if I can just pull the two terms here, administration and oversight committee,
yes,
or commission, was supposed to be a part of the lease agreement, and therefore the authority from then till now. Are we finding that because of that, we're being faced with not being able to negotiate the commission in after the fact, and then, in fact, this agenda item is asking the executive council to direct the commissioner of Division of National Cultural Resources to not meet the law, because you cannot negotiate the law, RSA 29A or 12A. You can't negotiate that with the partners that you're trying to negotiate with. So you're asking me as an executive counselor, say, all right, hey, I couldn't get the people that I'm working with to agree to the law. Would you give us a pass? And then say yes or no. Is that what you're asking?
Well, I would respectfully note that the lease agreement now makes no attempt to meet the requirements of Section 29A.
Right.
Makes no attempts.
Mm-hmm.
So this amendment is a significant step forward to comply with that statutory mandate. And that's the way I would answer the question.
Right. But you can't say that it does comply with the statutory mandate.
In terms of setting up a prototype commission to
oversee and administer the lease.
And that goes to sort of the operational aspects of this advisory commission. And I defer to the commissioner on that, how it's actually operated. But I think the department, to answer your question directly, my understanding is the department retains the oversight of Sunapee.
Today it does, as the term of the lease, correct?
Yes.
But not according to the RSA. I'd like that answer, but not according to the RSA. It never was done, correct?
The inclusion of a prototype commission, as specified by Section 29A, was never included in the original lease. And I would again note that the lease was approved by the Executive Council at the time and has been amended subsequently. And those amendments have been approved by the Executive Council.
Then lastly, may I go?
Oh, please.
What do you want the Executive Council to do with a question posed like that? Do you want them to say, continue the bad behavior, or do you want them to say, try and fix this as best of your ability? Because I think that's where you went when you went into negotiations. You said, hey, this is the standard here. This is the law. Can we get there? I know I can't force you to do this, but what do you expect someone in a position of a elected official to say yes or no to obeying the law? I shouldn't ask you a question like that, but this is the conundrum that you've put myself and the Executive Council in the position of. If we vote to what was negotiated, we are actually saying that the law is not being fulfilled, but it's okay. We're going to say yes.
Why don't we get some factual background on the way the commission is working?
So I'm apologizing for really just pontificating on a subject that's been really chewing at me for a long time.
Phil? Morning, Governor. Councilors, Phil Bryce, Director of the Division of Parks and Recreation. First, I would agree with the Attorney General that the lease does need to have the language regarding the creation of this body included in the lease, and it needs to be added. No question about that. In my experience dealing with multiple commissions and boards, the question is, looking at the law, what is a prototype commission? Our belief is that this agency has been operating consistent with the intent of the legislature when it passed that. It didn't want the agency to be operating just entirely on its own. It wanted to have additional engagement by the public and by others in order to oversee the lease. So our feeling is that we've met the intent of that law. Secondly, when you get, and this is a question for the AG's office, but we've had to come up with other boards and commissions where the language in the statute is a little bit stronger than you would think. The land is owned by the state of New Hampshire. It's not owned by a commission. It's the lease is with the state of New Hampshire and our agency, not with a board and commission. If the legislature had wanted to establish a commission, you know, as I think you're reading it, it would have transferred the property and had the lease entered into with that commission to operate as some sort of quasi-public entity. Beyond that, with the word prototype commission, as far as I'm concerned, there's a lot of lack of clarity. But I would go back to the fact, I think that the agency has operated in the spirit of the law, and we would appreciate the opportunity to correct it in the lease.
So, again, this item has been officially removed from the agenda. It will come back in a slightly different form. So we have a couple weeks to make sure these questions are answered and iron it out. And I think Councilor Prescott brings a valid point. In approving this contract, are we going against both either the intent or the spirit or the exact definition of the law as it was passed? But long and short of it, we have a couple of weeks to iron that one out. I don't think we're going to solve it today, per se, but it is about.
And may I say that if negotiations had gone according to the intent, we would have a prototype commission to oversee and administer the lease. We would do this.
I defer to you, Governor, but I would also just respectfully observe that, again, the legislature didn't mandate the actual creation of this commission. It directed that a creation of a commission be included as part of a lease term. And in negotiating any lease, there's a counterparty to a lease. You have to get the counterparty to agree. So, you know, I think we have fulfilled that direction of the legislature as best we could in this context.
So you're saying that the terms of the lease can be decided later, such as length, fee structure, methods? That's a term of the lease. It could have been decided later. You're saying that? So this is a lease agreement with terms.
Yes.
Right? And there's, whatever, call them 10. One of them didn't get done. The rest of them could have not gotten done as well. We wouldn't even know if we were going to get 3% or 10% or 1% of revenues. We would have decided that later. That was what you're saying? You could decide the terms of the agreement later?
No, I'm not saying that.
Then repeat what your discussion. That
the original lease did not contain this provision. It was a provision that the legislature directed to be included in the lease. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, it wasn't included. We're trying to make, through this amendment, through a new tenant, the lease consistent with the statutory intent. And we are doing it in the way that the legislature mandated us for us to create this commission, which is through a negotiated term with, in this case, Vail. Mm-hmm.
And your gold standard then was to have oversight and administration done by a commission when you went to the table with Vail. Say, here's the law. This is what I would like to have done. You couldn't get there, correct?
This reflects the as far as we could get with Vail, yes.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And it just seems to me as though when you go into a negotiation, this is not directed at anyone in particular. This is just directed to be heard, that you would really work hard to have the law adhered to. And I don't know if it is a law, if it can actually be something that can be argued one part of the side to the other side. It says, well, if you're going to have a law, shouldn't we follow the law? That is my dilemma here. Because
it was precisely that concern that led us to raise this issue.
Correct.
So, I do want the council to understand that. So
to assist the Attorney General's office, should the council say, go back and try again, in light of this information that's come to the council?
I think there may be, in the course of this lease, there have been opportunities to amend it in the history of this lease. And if the opportunity arises again to go and whoever the counterparty is, whoever the tenant is, to go back and revisit this issue, I think it's an appropriate thing to do, yes.
You still have that opportunity with this go-round?
Well, I think, and I was not directly involved in the negotiation, so I'm going to be a little bit careful here, but I know that this is the product of our very best efforts. And this is progress from where we were, which is not at all complying with the statute in terms of having a provision in the lease.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
That was a great answer. That was an absolutely great answer. Thank you very much.
Other questions on any of the items before?
There are some other things that I've asked for, but they're not as necessary to be done at this time.
Okay.
And I think that they can be delivered to each individual concerning private use of a public parking lot, concerning how we have right of ways going through private land and then being available to the public. and such as another 10 years added to the lease, even if they don't need it, based upon the West Bowl expansion. How did that happen? There are other questions, but those questions are pretty much moot if we haven't gotten to the crux of who's in charge. Because the public, I think, is not being served by having the law not adhered to. It's the commission. It was supposed to be, that was the oversight and the administration of the lease in my eyes. And I appreciate the Attorney General trying to work towards that. He couldn't get there. But I don't think we should stop and say, hey, that's okay. Right. I think we should try and try again to adhere to the law.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion on these items, all in favor?